This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Are you allowed to give your zakat to your son? Ya jama'ah.
Yes.
Are you allowed to give your zakat to your son? And then your son gives it back to you. Because you have to pay the rent, right? Okay. If you give your zakat to somebody with the intention to give it to somebody who is deserving of the zakah, later on realize that this person, mashallah, I mean, you're doing well. Do you have to pay zakah again? What do you guys think? Let's see what the Prophet ﷺ says in regard to the intentions over here. Hadith Abi Yazid, Ma'an ibn Yazid ibn al-Akhnas, radiallahu anhum, huwa wa abuhu wa jadduhu sahabiyun. Mashallah, three generations are all sahabis. So, Ma'an al-Sahabi, Yazid al-Sahabi, al-Akhna al-Sahabi. They're all Sahaba. So he said, قَالَ كَانَ أَبِي يَزِيدُ أَخْرَجَ دَنَانِيرَ يَتَصَدَّقُ بِهَا. His father, Yazid, he had some gold, some dananir. And when he said dinar, it's usually made of gold. أَخْرَجَ دَنَانِيرَ. He wanted to give dananir as a charity. And usually صدق يتصدق بها could be zakah. فَقَالَ فَوَضَعَهَا عِنْدَ رَجُلٍ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. He found a guy in the masjid, he goes, look, keep this with you. If you find somebody deserving, give it to them. He gave it to somebody in the masjid, said, if you know someone, give it to them. قَالَ فَجِئْتُ فَأَخَذْتُهَا. So, Ma'an, he went to that guy. The guy said, hey, this is yours, take it. So Ma'an took it. He comes back home, and his father sees it in his hand, the same bag that he gave to the guy in the masjid. And he said, قَالَ وَاللَّهِ مَا إِيَّاكَ أَرَدْتُ. He goes, I swear to God, I did not intend to give it to you. You're not my intention. I wasn't giving it to you. So they kind of like argue. So, well, the man gave it to me. So, well, I didn't give it to him, so he can give it to you. Well, I don't know. He gave it to me. So they start arguing about this. قَالَ فَخَصَمْتُهُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They said, let's talk to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about this. So they went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَكَ مَا نَوَيْتَ يَا يَزِيدُ وَلَكَ مَا أَخَذْتَ يَا مَعَنْ. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Yazid, you have been rewarded for what you've intended. And he said to me, Ma'an, you are entitled to what you have taken. Now all the sons and daughters in the masjid said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Be careful, Jama'ah. No. It's not a blank check for you to get to take from your parents, whatever you want to take. No. So what does it mean here? The Prophet told Ma'an, says, look, what you've taken it correctly. Because the man, when he gave it to you because khalas. The relationship between him and his dad was over when his dad gave the money to this man. And the man said, was supposed to give it to someone deserving. So the ulama, they say, perhaps, Ma'an was a deserving son, like a deserving person. Maybe his economy was not as great, his money was not so great, so he gave it to him. So he's deserving, right? Somebody says, no. Maybe it was just simply because it's not zakah, it's just charity, and charity can be given to anybody. So he took it from him. So it could be actually many reasons why he received that zakah money or that sadaqah money. But the Prophet ﷺ said to Ma'an, you keep the money. And to his father says, you got your intention. You got the reward for what you have intended. So the ulama, they say many things about this hadith. Number one, if you are you allowed to give money to your children when it comes to giving zakah? Sadaqah, you are. Sadaqah, you can give to anybody. But are you allowed to give your zakah to your children? Well, don't rush it, Jama'ah. Depends. One of two conditions. If your children are still considered minors and they are your responsibility to give to spend on them, it's wajib, it's obligatory upon you to care for younger children. So you don't give them your zakah. But if you have adult kids, who let's say going through a rough time, lost their job, got into a debt, car accident, stuff like that, and now they need some financial help in that regard, are you allowed to give them the zakah? The answer is yes. In this case, you can give them from the zakah. But you don't give them your zakah just to improve their quality of their lives. Not because of that. Like, alhamdulillah, they have their jobs, they have their money, they have everything. But you know what, I have extra money, hey, take it, zakah, bismillah. You can't do this. Okay. Can the wife give her zakah to her husband? Ya jama'ah. Can the wife give her zakah to her husband?
Yes.
Well, husbands, of course, man, yeah. That's my money anyway, right? Well, it happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the wife of Ibn Mas'ud, she had zakah, she wanted to give it away. And her husband says, to whom? I mean, me and your kids are the most deserving of your zakah money. And she said, no, I cannot give it to you. Eventually, he said, go and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abdullah, didn't go to ask. He asked his wife to go and ask, like most men do usually, right? Send their wives. You have the problem, you go and ask the sheikh, right? Eventually, she went. And she found Bilal guarding the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qalat, is'al li Rasulullah. Can you ask the Messenger of Allah for me? This is the question. Ask him if a woman is allowed to give her zakah to her husband. And she said to Bilal, don't tell him who's asking. Why does she say that for? Respecting the honor of her husband. She wants to conceal his identity so he doesn't, you know, she doesn't expose him to be poor, needy, and so on. She didn't want to do that. So Zainab, radiallahu ta'ala, she asked Bilal to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam keep the identity concealed. So Bilal went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala ya Rasulullah, imra'atun bil bab. There's a lady by the door. She's asking if it's okay for her to give her zakat to her husband. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who's asking? The Prophet wants to know who needs in his community, right? Who's in need in my community? He said, who's asking? So Bilal reluctantly, he says, qal Zainab. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't satisfied with the answer. He goes, ayyu Zainab. Which Zainab you're talking about? Which one of them? He goes, the wife of Ibn Mas'ud. The wife of Ibn Mas'ud. He said, oh, okay. Tell her, yes, she can give her zakah to her husband. But the husband cannot give his zakah to his wife. He can't. Because it's your duty to spend on your wife. But it's not hers to spend on you. So if you are in a trouble, financial debt or need and so on, it is okay for your wife to give actually her zakah to you. And what about the person who gives the zakah to a rich person with the intention to give it to a needy person? I thought this person was a poor, so I gave my zakah. Sometime later I found out that, mashallah, I mean, they're okay. They don't need the zakah. Should I give the zakah again? The answer is no. Where do we get that from? From the same story. Because you gave your zakah to someone who you thought that actually was eligible for zakah. Alhamdulillah, you gave it in the right way. Now the other person who receives it, if they knew that they're not eligible for zakah, they should actually deny it. It's on them to say, no, I cannot take the zakah. But if they took it, so that means, alhamdulillah, that exchange or that transaction was done proper. So therefore, zakah is okay, inshallah, you don't have to pay the zakah again. But if you want to pay and you have extra money, you want to give it as a charity, that is up to you. But there is no obligation on you to do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us some of those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes, sir. If I'm going to be given the zakah money, should I tell them that it's a zakah money? It really depends on the circumstances. It depends. Like if you doubt the person is eligible for zakah or not, then let them know. So by the way, I'm just giving zakah. This is zakah money. So if they think that they need it, they will take it. Right? If they say, alhamdulillah, then we're okay, we don't need zakah money, then that's fine. But if you know the person is in need, for sure, don't even ask. Just give it to them, and you don't have to give it personally. You can give it through a third party to go to them to keep them dignified. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, very good question. If you give someone zakah money, do you have the right to give stipulation on that zakah money? Like say, look, I'm going to give you the zakah, one condition, you pay the money towards the rent. That's it. Can you do that? The answer is no. Because zakah is tamlik. Zakah is not your money anymore. It's the money of the poor. You're only holding it temporary in your hand right now. Even though you earned that money originally. But once it becomes zakah money, it's no longer your money. So it's that you holding it as an amana in your hand, you give it to the poor, and they know what they need it for best. Obviously, unless if you know that the poor is irresponsible, in this case, you don't give them the zakah in their hand, rather, you pay for their needs. You know someone, if you give them $1,000, they're going to just go and buy snacks with that. I mean, they need to pay for their rent, for this, for that. So you don't give them the money in their hand. Rather, you go and you pay for their rent. You pay for their school, for example, tuition, whatever that that needs to be done on their behalf. You don't give them the cash in their hands. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. So in the scenario you're suggesting is what? Why are they concealing their names?
So for instance, like if you're immediately trying to find out who was oppressed and what happened to them, they're scared that the person find out who that I'm talking about there.
As a witness or the victim is speaking now?
The victim.
No, I mean, look, if there's a situation where you're trying to reconcile between people and they don't want to be the identity to be disclosed, it depends. But it, you only disclose the identity exclusively to the benefit of the case. So if you need to tell who the person is to the judge, obviously you're going to have to tell the name. So you know who the other person, who's now the assailant that we need to talk to. Otherwise, but just don't, I'm not going to tell you who my husband is, but my situation is my situation. So what do you tell me the story for then? If you tell me about your situation and your husband is oppressing you, I need to know who he is so I can go and talk to him. So therefore, otherwise it's just going to be just venting yani session. Unless you want to help them out, you need to know the details. Wallahu a'lam. I mean, you don't have an authority to force them to disclose the name. No authority over them, yani. Yes.
Can your zakah go to your parent?
Can
your
zakah go to your what?
Your parent.
To pay your rent?
No.
Oh, payment?
No, parents.
Parents. Yeah. The good point. Are you allowed to give your zakat to your parents? Ya jama'ah. Your parents, can you give them your zakat?
No.
Absolutely not. Why is that?
Because they're
your responsibility. When you spend on them, you don't spend them as a charity. You spend on them as, basically, this is their haqq. You take care of them. Obviously, bil ma'ruf, and that which is equitable. What if my parents, mashallah, they want an open check to Barak al-Rahman? They want to go for Umrah, and then go to visit Pakistan, you know, a friend over there. There's a wedding in Bangladesh, you want to go there. And go on the way back and stop in Dubai to do some shopping. Is that if they keep asking me, should I give them everything they ask for? The answer is no. Bil ma'ruf. What is equitable? But if mashallah they need to cover their basic needs, like their apartment, their food, their gas, the car, all these things, alhamdulillah, make them feel comfortable, that's fine. If I have that excess wealth, alhamdulillah, I can spend on them. But if I don't have it and they want me to spend on them money that I don't even have, you don't have to do that. You have to live by your means. Now, yes? Come on, man. I mean, too early for you to ask these questions, huh?
He's already thinking about the wife.
How old are you now? 10, mashallah. Okay. You still have about 15 more years, inshallah. But yeah, I mean, doesn't matter. The zakah is it's always 2.5%. The zakah is always 2.4%. However, do I have to give all my zakah money to my spouse? Not necessarily. If your spouse only needs, let's say, if your husband needs only, I don't know, 2,000 out of the 5,000, just give the 2,000. Give the 3,000 somebody else. No. Yes?
Will the undeserving, you know, a person who is receiving zakah, will that count as a sin for him? For receiving?
Does he know that he's not eligible for zakah?
You know, yeah.
If a person who knows he's not deserving of the zakah and they still take the zakah, would that be an offense against them? The answer is yes, of course. If you know that, alhamdulillah, you're rich, you're not out of the 8 categories Allah mentioned in the Quran that deserving of the zakah, and you still take the zakah, then you have taken the haqq of the poor. That's not your money. That's the haqq of the poor now. Wallah. I'm the one who's given. I don't even know. I thought he was poor. At least he displays his car is broken. His condition is not so much. But mashallah, he has a lot of wealth. He's hiding all of that probably, right? So it's not on me to investigate so much. But it's on them if they know that they don't deserve it, they're not supposed to take it. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. What about his daughter? The question is, if the father can't give his son his zakah because he's struggling, can he give it to his daughter? Again, it depends. If his daughter, she's independent and she's going through a difficult time, then yeah, he can. But if she lives under his roof, of course, under his finances and so forth, then no, it's his responsibility to care for her. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.